She closed her secateurs with a snap and secured them, then went towards the back entrance that led into the large kitchen. Signora Bianchi was making a sauce for the pasta they would have at lunchtime. Emily favored her with her famous smile, which her brother Orlando insisted was a conditioned reflex and occurred automatically in the presence of human beings, but was of no significance. "Poor Madre, Cosimo is being awful to her," she sighed. "Well, that's unusual," said Signora Bianchi firmly. "He's such a lovely boy." Emily moved off into the scullery to put the roses in a vase. La Bianchi was just like the rest of them. They all worshipped Cosimo, but none of them realized how expensive his choice of career was for their mother. Madre, of course, was besotted with him because he looked like father and was such a fine musician, but perhaps now she'd wake up and see what kind of a person he really was. He had no thought for anyone but himself and his music. She popped the last rose into her flower arrangement. She was the only one who thought of little things like this, that gave pleasure to her mother. She took them through to the drawing room, where her mother was looking over her accounts. "Look, Madre, what lovely roses." Her mother glanced at them and sighed. "You should have put them in the pink vase, Emily. That green one is too acid for them, and I have already told you that I don't like it very much. That green glass looks cheap and tatty." "Thank you, dear."